collagen, fibroblasts. So a lot of these nuclei in here will be fibroblasts or fibrocytes, and these secrete all of the collagen, which we can see spreading around underneath the lamina propria. Also within the lamina propria, we'll see blood vessels, both capillaries and venules. I don't think you'll see any lymphatics there, but certainly capillaries and venules lie in this layer, much more obvious in the second slide. In addition to that, you will also see a number of blood cells that can be found in the tissues there, so some cells that migrate out into the tissue itself. But you would never be asked to discriminate between what one nuclei is and the next. So you can see that this forms a layer. The lamina propria also extends into the folds of the epithelia that we see running into the lumen. So this is described as a mucosal fold when it's not just the epithelia but the underlying lamina propria with it. So all of these have the lamina propria extending into these folds, and when this flattens out, it'll flatten out this structure as well. All right. So as we go deep to the lamina propria, the next layer that we see are these dark red-coloured cells with flattened nuclei. These are the nuclei, quite elongated, and sometimes described as cigar-shaped because they're sort of spindle-shaped. You don't see that many cigars around anymore, so we'll call them spindle-shaped. And occasionally a corkscrew shape to them as well. So these are the nuclei of the smooth muscle cells. So this is the smooth muscle layer. And sometimes described as muscle fibers. Now a muscle fiber is a smooth muscle cell. It's the same thing. A muscle fiber, smooth muscle cell, exactly the same. So you can see that we've got a thick layer here of smooth muscle in the wall. And it's this smooth muscle which contracts when the gallbladder contracts to push out the concentrated bile into the gastrointestinal tract through the common bile duct. Now, the organisation of this smooth muscle is a random organisation of the smooth muscle fibres. And that is, some of them will be coming straight out of the screen, some of them will be at 95 degrees to that and spread all around. So it's a mishmash, quite a mixed organisation of the smooth muscle fibres. In this case here, these look to be longitudinal, but these are not perfectly longitudinal. And when we see a round nucleus like this, rather than a long one, it's because we're looking at the elongated nucleus on its end. So if you look at it long ways, it looks like that. And if you cut it at 90 degrees, it's going to look like a circular nucleus. So these fibres are running in all planes within the wall. So this is the smooth muscle layer underneath the lamina propria. And as we track it around, we see that it forms numerous bundles with a little bit of connective tissue between these bundles and collagen fibres. So one of the first things to notice is that as you go to different sites and different textbooks, you're going to see a multiple description for this smooth muscle layer. What I'd like you to call this layer is the muscularis propria. Don't call it any other titles because it has a different structure to the external muscular layer of the gastrointestinal tract, and it's not the mucosal smooth muscle either. It's a muscularis propria that's specific to the gallbladder. There is no scattered smooth muscles underlying it, and there is no specific organisation of circular and longitudinal, just a random organisation of these smooth muscle fibres. So this is the muscularis propria, and as we move around, you can see that it's organised into bundles, split by connective tissue septa through here in different regions. These are artefacts where it's been pulled apart here. And then as we go deep to the smooth muscle layer, we now leave this layer of smooth muscle and go into a layer of dense connective tissue. So this other staining material out deeper is collagen fibres. So the collagen fibres stain quite red as well. And the organisation is described as a dense connective tissue, formed mainly of collagen fibres and fibroblasts. In this layer outside of the smooth muscle, you'll also be able to see quite a large number of blood vessels. So in this case here, we can see a large vein, and there's an artery next door to it there. So these are larger than the blood vessels we saw, the smaller blood vessels that we saw in the lamina propria. So we're going to see a large number of larger blood vessels as we move around the outside. So here's another artery there and another. Now, one of the problems with this section is that we can only go to a maximum magnification of 20 times, and the next image will be able to go to a much greater detail to see some of the features of this dense connective tissue layer and the features within it. So this is the first section, and on the very outside edge here will be a thin layer of cells making up the outer layer. And this thin layer on the surface is the mesothelium, and you may not be able to identify it in all of the parts because it's often stripped away when it's been dissected out, so it's very often hard to see. In the second slide I'll show you there's a little bit of mesothelium still present on it. So that's the first section. I'll stop for a couple of seconds and you can go through it with the tutors, and I'll come back and we'll go through the second one.